Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Peg. It is a beautiful day here in Virginia, and the weather is going to be nice. It's going to be warm and luscious, and that means I got to start painting the house. That's just great. Let me.
The monkey's paw.
How do you mean?
You wished for warm weather, but now it means you must do all of the chores outside of the house.
That's true. That is very, very true. We planted another peach tree. So we're trying.
Don't you also have banana trees in your backyard?
I do have banana trees in my yard, and they're starting to. I cut them down to the ground.
Did 30 more of them grow up in their place?
Probably I'm going to have at least another two or three. I planted one, and there's eight.
What you're learning is that banana trees are hydras.
Or they're like bamboo. See, that's one thing I will never plant in my yard is bamboo, because it will just. It never stops. You can't. It will continue to. It will take over everything.
Plus, we have our own southern bamboo down here. It's called kudzu,
which kudzu is from Japan.
Okay,
you didn't know that? Kudzu.
Well, now that I think about it, looking at the name, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Kudzu is from Japan, and it was originally brought here by the United States Railroad Service. And what they did was they realized they could plant it next to railroad tracks. It grew so fast it would hold all the dirt and everything together. So that's where kudzu came from. Then they realized that nothing kills it. And, especially if you drive down towards your area, there are some areas where kudzu has just taken over everything.
There was a massive chunk of it right before you get to Manquin. And they finally got rid of it.
There's this one spot I used to love driving through King William where they had cut through this huge hill. And the hills are both sides are kudzu, but in the summer, when the weather gets warm, it turns into like this groundhog condo. You can just see all these different groundhog spots all through. I always thought that was neat. So
we might be talking about the exact same
place.
But I think they've ripped up all the kudzu finally.
Okay, 833-804-1140. Before we get started, Mr. Kyle, you got your first COVID shot.
I did. This past Wednesday, I went and got my first dose of the Moderna vaccine.
You went with Moderna? Okay.
That's what they offered me. It was like, hey, here's what we've got. This is what we're going to give you.
And tell us about the experience. I mean, how do you feel afterwards?
Like the first day after, my arm, it was a little sore. It wasn't bad. It felt more like, your arm had been bruised. I had a welt. But other than that, a little tired, but other than that, I felt fine.
See, that's what I'm hearing is most people say, the next day I was kind of tired.
Oh, they tell you that up front, too. They're like, you might experience some fatigue, and you might develop some cold symptoms like 24 hours after. I may have had some cold symptoms, but I couldn't tell them apart from the allergies I'm already suffering from.
Oh, yeah. It's funny, as you speaking of allergies, my wife had a teleconference for a sleep study. Love my wife. I truly do. She snores like a freight train. And every now and then, because I'm a very, very light sleeper, every now and then she will just stop breathing in the middle of the night, which is dangerous. I mean, that sleep apnea is a real thing. And it affects it'll affect your blood pressure. It'll affect your weight. She'll sleep 8-9 hours and wake up exhausted, just exhausted. And so they were asking her about allergies. And last year, doing a study on what's the most allergic, most allergens around, Richmond was number one for people. You're just suffering. So you're probably going through it yourself.
I'm fine. I knew this was coming, so I've already started to take my medication to combat against it.
Right. So they're gonna give her some kind of device that she's gonna have to wear overnight. You don't have to go in for a sleep study anymore. You can do it from home, and hopefully it's just gonna be a medication. But if she needs a machine,
I don't they usually give you like a Is it a CPAP machine or is it something? Not a CPAP, but it's some sort of machine that it's supposed to help you keep breathing at night for sleep apnea.
Right. And I know people that have, had sleep apnea, got the machine, and they called it the fountain of youth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. She's like, you snore from time to time. I'm like, yes, but I hear myself.
I'll wake myself up with my snore.
I can hear myself. That's how light a sleeper I am. So there you go. But I'm glad you got the shot. You're going to get the second one in, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
3 weeks. I go back the 21st of April to get my last shot.
See, I still haven't signed up because I know there's so many people in front of me that need it. Like
I'm shocked more than anything that they sent me an email saying, hey, we'll give you your first dose of the vaccine. But I guess with some of my conditions that it allowed me to get further ahead.
Well, I mean, the buddy of mine who's going through my comic books, which my collection ain't worth a whole lot, I'll be honest with you.
That's sad.
It is what it is. But he hasn't been able to get a shot yet, and that's really weird because he only has one lung. So he's highly at risk.
I was about to say, how do you quantify that on like the Vaccinate website? Because I don't remember seeing one for like organ transplant. Maybe there was one for organ transplants or organ removal or things like that.
Like I said, he got cancer when he's like 22.
Oh, the cancer is definitely awful.
And they had to remove one of it only affected one lung, so they removed that one, and he's okay with one, but he hasn't gotten a shot yet. So I can sign up. I just saw on the news the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is going to be offered. That's one and done. I'd prefer to do that.
That's what my folks, well, at least what my dad wants, is the Johnson & Johnson. He's like, I don't want to go back, for two shots. I just want it once, and then I can get on with doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, well, Henrico County is getting 10,000 shots of Johnson & Johnson.
So I don't know if or when the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is coming to the Northern Neck, but I think he signed up, and he's still going to be doing the two shots.
Well, get it done. Get out there, get your shot, so we all go back to normal. I'm just so tired of not doing anything.
But it's warm now. You'll be able to go cruising out.
You know what? I'm pulling out the bike tomorrow. So we'll
I was
see
about what. To say, I'm expecting the bike to be your bike to be out at some point.
It's coming out very soon. I've got to charge up the battery. So 833-804-1140, that's how you get through to the show. Some of the stuff we are going to talk about, we are going to talk appliances because my dryer is rebelling against me. I don't know what's going on. Dryers used to be so simple. I mean, seriously, it was just like, it's a heater coil and a belt and you're done. I've got a front loader now from Samsung, and it is doing all kinds of crazy stuff because it has a computer in it. just what I want, a computer in my dryer. I don't need it. Might go back to something simpler. People have asked me about tub conversions for the elderly, if I'm even allowed to say elderly anymore. We'll figure that out. Let me see. People ask me about cigarette smoke and how to get rid of it in a home. That I can talk about. I can share with you on that one. And we'll take other calls and suggestions. Vehicle warranties. My vehicle warranty isn't about to expire. It already expired. They called me and told me so. But we'll take your calls at 833-804-1140. Also, follow me on the Facebook machine. I don't do it often. But when I do, it's, you know, Fridays and Saturdays. That's the only time I really have Facebook. And be honest with you, I've been better for it. And, of course, in the next hour, we'll go to Florida twice because it's Florida. My name is Richard McCann. That's McCann. And give me a call because this is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world. You can also message me on Facebook, which Kyle has just done. Thank you, sir. 833-804-1140. I did something I didn't think I'd ever do. Of course, I've been complaining about my BP being as high as it is. And I've done, you know, they've got me on a fistful of medications, which I do not like, but I'm on them. And I had a listener call in, make a suggestion, and this is about a year ago, and I took it as advice. I'm going to go to a counselor.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the caller who suggested turmeric about a month or two ago.
I do take the turmeric. I do that every morning, but no, I'm going to go talk to somebody because let's face it, I'm a pretty high-strung guy. And I think that's that with the COVID thing and everything else going on. I think that's part of why I'm just this amped up all the time. And
makes sense a little bit.
I've fought against it for years. You know, everybody and almost everybody I know says, you know, everybody needs to talk to somebody sometime. And I'm always like, you know, I don't want to be the smarter. I always feel like I'm smarter than these people, but. Yeah, and the funny thing is, the person I'm going to talk to, when I called him, he called me back. He goes, Richard McCann, I've been listening to you for years. My mom listens to you, too. So, I said I can't sleep. My blood pressure's really high. You know, and he says, well, maybe you just need some kind of sleep aid. And I said, yeah, you know that stuff, Ambien, that everybody, you know, I was crazy because I was on Ambien. Yeah, I've taken that. It does nothing. Does nothing to me.
At this point, where all you need is a large cartoon Acme mallet to help you get to sleep.
That might help. That might just help. So, I mean, but this is something I've been talking about for a while. COVID is, you know, the lockdown and the loss of jobs and loss of income and just being away from people because we do need interaction. Is affecting a lot of people mentally and emotionally. And if me admitting, okay, yeah, I'll go talk to somebody, can help somebody else who says, you know what, I'm not feeling that great, maybe I should. If it encourages other people to help with their problems, andiamo, let's go. Let's do it. Let me see here. Oh, I got a message. Hi, Richard. This is from Missy. Missy sends this. We love your show. Aw, that's sweet. We've been living in Myrtle Beach for the past 10 years and have moved home to VA after all this COVID crap. Okay, I can understand that. She's been listening in Myrtle Beach, though, for 10 years. Or downloads the podcast, which is pretty awesome.
I'm not sure what's the bigger trade-off, though. You came back home, but you left Myrtle Beach.
You ever been to Myrtle Beach?
It's been a few years.
Meh.
Yeah, just a...
I used to go for bike week. That was insanity.
I'll just stick a little bit up the road in North Carolina for all of my vacation getaways.
There you go. Move back to VA after the COVID crap. We always listen every Saturday from South Carolina. Awesome. We have recently opened a new flower farm, the Hanover Plant Farm, located in the at the Hanover Vegetable Farm in Ashland. Could you give us some plugs on your show? I can give details. I think I just did. I just gave her a plug.
Whoops.
No, not an oops. I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this for a while. I mean, that's good on you. I'll back any local-owned business. You know, it takes
I guess with it warming up, it is going to be time for people to start grabbing some flowers and putting in the yard.
My buddy of mine, who's named David Berbrick, his family came here from Germany. And it turns out a lot of the flower industry, including his family, in the United States, it was mostly Germans that got those things up and running. It was a German thing.
Which is weird because when we think flowers in Europe, we think
Holland.
Yeah, Holland.
No, they're not that far apart. If I remember my geography,
no. You know, Holland, the Netherlands, places like that.
Well, they're German. So that is what it is. A little history lesson for you. Oh, and our dear friend, Mr. Frost, sent me something. He sends me stuff every week. He did not know. I did. He did not know that electric cars actually go back to the very first cars in the United States. Henry Ford built electric cars. And there was that was one of the first ways that cars got started here in the United States is they were electric.
Well,
they weren't gas.
Yeah, I guess what was it about like late 19 teens or early 19 One? No, it's earlier than that, isn't it?
It's the early, let's just say the early 1900s is when cars started becoming a thing. Actually,
because I'm trying
early
to figure out, did they figure out how to convert crude oil to gasoline by that point?
Well, I can help you with that one, too. Actually, the first vehicles, because my uncle, God rest his soul, owned a very, very early vehicle called a Hutmobile, and it ran on kerosene. But kerosene is expensive. It's a big, it's a very long processing from oil to kerosene. So they switched to gasoline because gasoline was literally a byproduct of making kerosene. Gasoline was cheap. And that's why we run on gas and not kerosene or anything else, because it was just a much cheaper way to build a combustion engine using gas instead of kerosene. It was cheaper. So that's how we ended up with gasoline. But right now, I mean, if you listen to all the different car manufacturers, I mean, didn't Ford say by like 2040 they plan on being all electric across the board?
I have not seen that commercial, but I mean, considering how many of their vehicles they've made electric in the past couple of years, including the Mustang of all things.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk the Mustang would become all electric? But
If you want performance, you don't use gas. You use electric. I have watched a video.
I can't wait until NASCAR or Formula One switches to all electric.
Because our dear friend Jordan is a huge racing fan, and he was showing me in Europe, they literally have like Formula One electric races, and the speeds are astronomical. So, yeah, there's going to be, we'll go electric eventually. It's going to happen. Time moves on.
True. I wonder if they'll ever get. What were they also trying to toy with for a while, like hydrogen powered cars or something?
I love the idea of hydrogen powered cars. I saw the first hydrogen powered car when I was in the eighth grade.
And it's been one that's been right up there with like electric cars and flying cars.
Right. But everybody is terrified of hydrogen because hydrogen explodes, and I'm like, duh, gasoline explodes. And I've actually seen videos where they show how much of a hydrogen explosion versus a gasoline explosion. And gas is scarier. So, yeah, there's going to be some changes. I was talking to somebody the other day about putting solar panels on my roof. I could do it. There's some programs out there. I'm looking into it. If I do it, I'll let you know. My problem is the people I've talked to that have gotten solar panels the amount of money they save is offset by the service they have to do once a year. So you're not really saving money. That's weird. 833-804-1140. It's 833-804-1140. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world. When we get back, we're going to go into the bathroom. Not together, but we are going to talk about it because, you know, as people get older, accessibility is becoming a thing. I've even thought about doing some stuff to my own house. Not that I'm getting that much old. Okay, yeah, I am. Okay, I am. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to The Home Show on what's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Spring has sprunged, and I am happy. It's funny, like I said, my wife had a birthday. My mom brought us a peach tree, and we didn't plant it that fast. We just, you know, it sat in the living room for like 3 or 4 days, a week, and it started to bud in the house. It was really, really cool. Then she said, "We need to plant that." And I said, "Well, it's your tree. You plant it."
Did you pick it up and did it? Did you see like a yellow ring of pollen?
No, thankfully, no. Though that is one thing. You know, we opened up the windows. You do have to be careful. You're going to, I mean, everybody wants to open up the windows, air out the house. Come on. It smells like you.
I did that yesterday, but it was more because it was so dadgum hot upstairs in the house that I just needed the, you know, 30-mile wind gust to blow through there and cool things off.
Do realize when you open up those windows, for people such as yourself, pollen is going to start coming into the house. So, you know, make sure there's some screens and wash your screens whenever you get a chance.
That won't bother me none. There's already dog dander in the house I contend with. So,
how many allergies do you have?
It's easier for me to tell you what I don't have allergies to.
Wow. Wow. I'm lucky. I've crawled underneath houses for 30 years, dude. I've been exposed to everything nasty on the planet. There's no way I'm...
You'd think I wouldn't have any allergies living on a farm around pollen and mold and mildew all the time, but here I stand.
There you go. We'll take your meds. 833-804-1140. Ask people for topics to discuss on the old Facebook machine. Front load dryer issues. Yeah, I got a front loader that died on me. I don't know what's going to happen with it. They're too complicated. I used to be able to work on a dryers were the easiest thing in the world to work on. I mean, there was only a few moving parts. Now it's got a computer in it. I don't know what I'm going to do. But, okay, it's a hand-me-down, so that's fine. If I do decide that we have to buy a new dryer, I'm buying a Speed Queen. And I know a lot of people out there do not know what I'm talking about. Have you ever heard of washer and dryers made by Speed Queen?
I have not.
Okay. Here's why. They don't advertise. They don't put out there that they exist. But if you've ever been to a laundromat, every single washer and dryer is made by Speed Queen. So these things are a commercial grade washer and dryer. The only difference between buying one for your house and buying one for a laundromat is the coin dispenser. That's it. So I'm going to buy a commercial grade dryer and washer. But nobody ever hears of the brand. So that's, if you want my advice, you got to go looking for them. You're actually going to end up in an appliance store. You're not going to find it at Lowe's or Home Depot.
Yeah, none of the big box stores.
None of the box stores are going to have it, but the appliance suppliers, they have them. And they'll just go, I want a machine that lasts for the rest of my life. And that's what that would do.
I want a machine that will still be here after they tear the house down.
There you go. So, yeah, if I do end up buying a new washer or dryer, it's going to be a Speed Queen because I want something that's just going to last and last and last and last. Richard, this is from David. David sent me a message. Tub conversion kits for elderly who can't pick up their legs too well. I'm wondering if you've ever put one in or seen anyone do it. Okay, there are different things you can do. I understand mobility becomes a thing. It's going to happen to all of us. My brother-in-law, who's not that much older than me, has just had his second knee surgery. Okay? My father's had both knees and both hips. By the way, the hip takes a lot less time than the knee to heal. The knee takes forever.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot more moving parts down by your knee than there probably is at your hip.
Exactly. Exactly. There's more ligaments and everything like that. So, you know, getting in and out of a bathtub is kind of tough. I do know somebody that does conversions, and that is my friends at Miracle Method. You know, I told you, I've been telling you about Miracle Method for years because, you know, I told you they can redo your countertops, which they've done for me in the past. They can resurface your tub. They can resurface your sink. Now they're resurfacing cabinets, and they have this thing where they come in and they cut a big old notch out of the side of your bathtub and then seal it up so that you only have to raise your leg maybe, what, tops 12 inches versus the 18 or more, depending on your bathtub.
It's almost like getting into like a very low car.
Something. I can't. Cars. I hate cars.
Well, that was like the closest. Like, I see the commercials for all of like the conversion of this, and it's like you just open a door and you just kind of do a little step up.
I find trucks are easier on me than driving cars.
Oh, yeah, trucks.
The only reason I drive my wife's car right now is gas prices. The battle wagon only gets like 18 miles to the gallon.
Oh, trust me, I had a truck in high school. I know all about how little
terrible gas are in it. But here's the thing also. If you can't just put in the notch in the side of the tub. That's one thing you can do, but you got to get in the grab bars too. I suggest at least two. One is right there that you grab before you even climb into the tub. And a second one along the back wall at an angle. I'll put in a 3-foot grab bar every time. And that way I can hold it while I'm showering, or I can slide myself down into the bathtub itself and still pull myself up. But if you want a conversion, I'd call Miracle Method all day long. And they are going to be returning to our airwaves next week. But I think it's kind of cool they're redoing cabinets now, too. I mean, that means I could redo a kitchen for about a third of the price of gutting it and putting in new. That's worth it to me. A couple of days and boom, I'm done. Why not?
My mom has been talking about redoing the cabinets in their kitchen because a lot of stuff is very low on the ground and kind of pushed back. like there are corners in her cabinets that go behind like where the dishwasher sits.
Right.
That you really have to be, like all on the ground, arm reaching far back into these dark crevices to pull out.
My problem is, and we are going to redo the kitchen here probably the next month. The problem for me is we combined two kitchens. When my wife had...
You just have a lot of hardware and utensils around.
It's ridiculous. You would not believe how much stuff we have. I mean, my cast iron collection alone I must have 12...
Honey, why do we have 7 waffle irons?
We don't have a single. We have an Instapot though. I've never used. I know people who live by those things, but I haven't used it.
It's very much like the air fryer is now. It was like it surged in popularity, and much like the air fryer, I feel like and much like the Instapot, I feel the air fryer is also just going to like wane away into nothing again.
I use it. I use mine a couple of times.
I like
a week.
My air fryer, but you know, there's just some things that don't really work well in an air fryer.
That's fine. But what the cabinets I'm looking at are raw. They're unfinished cabinets.
So you can do whatever you want.
I can do anything I want to, except gray. I'm so sick of this gray fad. It's been going on for like 3 or 4 years now.
I don't even know anything about that.
People, as a realtor, as a home inspector, you walk in places and it just became this huge surge of everything was gray. Well, look, it's gray.
Wasn't there a span like in the 90s where everything was white, like a medical grade hospital white?
That's never really gone away.
It's never really gone away.
Yeah, white is always going to be color of choice. Let's
the interior of my house was like that for the longest time. It was like walking through a hospital.
Ooh, that's not good. But tub conversions, if you're going to do it, make sure you get in the proper grab bars. And Miracle Method is certified to do that also. Believe it or not, there's a certification. That's a big, you know, I've installed them, but I do realize every time I install grab bars, that's a risk to my insurance. I had one bathtub. I'll never forget it as long as I live. A brother from my lodge had a stroke, and he was coming home from the hospital, and my buddy says, all right, we're going to go do some stuff to make sure his bathroom is more accessible. So I installed a tall toilet or a comfort height toilet or handicapped, whatever you want to call it. I put grab bars on the wall, made sure I hit the stud for both of them, but he had a fiberglass bathtub. And I'm like, how am I going to do this? And I found these kits where you drill a hole into the fiberglass, it expands on the backside of the fiberglass and distributes the weight. And I said, I'll try it. So I installed it, and then I turned to my buddy who was named Bronco. This guy was a bronc rider. He was a monster of a human being. Just massive human being. I looked at him and said, Brother Bronco, I want you to rip that handle out of this bathtub. Because I figured if he rips it out, we'll just put it in a new bathtub. Couldn't do it. The kits actually worked. So there are ways to even put them on fiberglass. I was pretty impressed with that. Haven't done it since, but it was nice to know it existed. 833-804-1140. That's 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the home show. My name is Richard McCann, and this is News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. I hope everybody is planning for a wonderful Saturdays, because we're going to get, according to Sophia, we're going to get some severe weather tomorrow. So
is that going to put the kibosh on dragging the bike out tomorrow?
Probably. But I got to get some painting done today.
Darn.
It's okay. It's all right. You know, the funny thing is, as I get older, I'm less apt to get on a motorcycle.
Well, maybe use today to at least go ahead and charge the battery up.
I'm gonna get that. That I've got
to
do.
That be prepared so when the storms pass, you'll be able to go out cruising.
The trick is getting my wife on the back of the bike.
I thought you were going to tell me the trick is finding a place to store the dog the bike.
I figured that out already. Actually,
you're gonna buy a sidecar.
I could do that, or what they do is they actually make backpacks that go on the front, and you put your little dog.
I'm just imagining all the space Oscar would have in his own sidecar.
This is so totally off topic, but here's the thing. I was actually at a rally one time, and I noticed this guy, and he had this huge white macaw on his shoulder, okay? And his wife was with him. And I'm like, how'd they get here with a macaw? And they went over to the motorcycle. He climbs on, the bird jumps off his shoulder onto the handlebars, grabs hold, and as they take off, the bird just leans into the wind. He was doing like 55, and this bird's just like holding on for life onto the handlebars.
There's something both funny and terrifying about that with that bird.
Well, the bird liked it, so there you go.
I guess it imitates flying for him.
Something like that. Richard, what do you do about lingering cigarette odors after cleaning with nicotine and smoke remover every square inch, replacing ductwork, filters, and painting ceilings and walls? Wow. Okay, I can't answer this one because I can think of one time in particular. A tree fell during a storm and hit a house, and my father and I were hired to do all the renovations to that section of the house. And this lady, she was basically homebound. Basically homebound because of health problems. And so all she did all day long was chain smoke. I mean, one after the other after the other. And this had been going on for years. And so when we got into the house, the one thing we... we had to deal with was the fact that this place was just covered in nicotine. People don't realize, what they're, first of all, smoking is bad for you. We all know that. But the stuff in the smoke and the nicotine will actually stick to walls and to windows. My grandparents were diehard smokers. And when they passed away and my dad went to, get the house ready for sale, the nicotine on the windows was so thick that he actually had to use a razor blade to scrape it off. I mean, it came off in little sheets. That was them. I mean, that's what they smoked. But the house that I'm talking about, I had to go in there. I found this product, cleaning product called The Works. I know it's something I hadn't heard of before, but somebody had recommended it to me. And so I actually, there's a video somewhere on Facebook of me doing this. So what I was doing is I was spraying down the walls with this product called The Works, and you could literally watch it dissolve the nicotine and it run down the walls. Now, most people say, oh, just paint over it. The problem is the paint doesn't stick very well if there's that much nicotine on the walls. So first you have to scrub it, then you have to paint it. Now, another thing I would recommend, I mean, she's replaced the ductwork, which means to me it probably was internally lined, which is a problem. I would consider getting an air neutralizer for the HVAC system, putting out, there's systems out there, they basically create ozone. If you've ever been in a house that has one of these air cleaners, you walk in and you just get this whiff of chlorine. And what that does is it creates basically a hydrogen peroxide in the air, which is not going to hurt you. But it will filter, it cleans the air, and it cleans all the surfaces in the home. The stuff settles. It's neutralizing odors and, well, COVID, actually. It'll kill all kinds of diseases, bacteria, mold, spores, germs. I was talking to my buddy over at Bremac, and I was like, why are you selling a lot of air neutralizers? He goes, can't keep them in stock. Everybody's getting an air purifying system for their house. Problem is, and I asked him, I was like, so what's it do for COVID? He says, well, it will kill COVID, but it takes 30 minutes. So once COVID gets in contact with the air that's been neutralized with this system, it takes 30 minutes to kill it. So yeah, your house is clean, but if you bring it in, you still brought it in. But back to the cigarette smoke, what I would do, one is scrub the walls and then paint them. Any soft surfaces, you either have to get rid of it or you have somebody like, well, B-Dry come in and clean all your soft surfaces. We've talked about this before. Everything in your house acts like an air filter. Everything, every soft surface. Air is passing through it and collecting it. So your rug, your sofa, your curtains, everything is actually collecting dirt and germs and scum and dust and every other darn thing. So you need to get all those things clean too. I thought I'd be smart. Okay, so Casa de McCann has hardwood floors. It's like, oh, I'll keep all the hardwoods. I won't get any rugs. And that way, it'll be easier to clean. So not true. So the opposite. Because, with two cats, a dog, and my wife, there's hair everywhere. Everywhere! I mean, dust bunnies the size of my fist. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating.
Dust bunnies the size of actual bunnies?
That pretty much. And it just collects in all the corners and everything. And I thought this would be easier to clean because I have the hardwood floors. No, it'd be easier to clean if I had rugs. That way they would collect all the hair. I just have to vacuum the rug. I kid you not. I have one rug. I have a canister vacuum cleaner. When I vacuum the rug, one rug, 8x10, not big, one rug, half the canister's full. Half of it. So much hair everywhere. It's driving me nuts. None of it's mine.
Which is impressive because I've seen your dog and it's and it's amazing. If he sheds like that, it's amazing he still has any hair left on him.
I think it's the cats. I think honestly the cats.
And do you have those big fluffy cats?
Well, no, not really. But here's the thing, especially now that it's getting warmer.
Oh, they're shedding.
They're all shedding.
Getting their summer coat in.
You know, I never judge what the weather's going to be like by the weather. I judge it by the way the plants around my house are working and the way the dog and cats are start to shed. I'm like, oh, spring's here, because they know. And it's everywhere. Just everywhere. So that's what to get rid of the cigarette odors, club cleaning, painting, air purifier. It's about all you can do. And if you are a smoker, it's probably best not to smoke in your house. I used to. I know. It's not good. But it is what it is. 833-804-1140. If you have a home improvement question, query, conundrum, riddle, tell me what's going on in your world. When we after the news, we got, let me see, people want to ask about home warranties. I'm not a fan. I'll admit it. Rick wants to know about his vehicle warranty is about to expire. You know, I got that phone call too, which I want to understand how
I've gotten it a couple times this week.
How does that scam work? Why would they pick that to make a robocall about?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. You know, these scammers, there are some people that are doing some stuff out there that is just flat out terrifying. And it's easy. It's easy to get scammed. But I'll talk about that. Someone wants to talk about crawl spaces, furnaces, and the price of lumber, which is going through the roof. We'll talk about it. My name is Richard McCann. This is the Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Hey, don't forget, download the podcast of the show so you can take me wherever you go. This is the Home Show.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to hour number dos of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 833-804-1140 is how you get through the show. But first, 1 second, I've got to put this out there. I just saw that Cleary died. Do you know who that is?
Oh, it's going to bug me. You're going to tell me someone she's played, and I'm going to be like, oh.
Mm-mm. She was not an actress. She was an author.
She wrote
all the Henry Higgins books, the Ramona books.
I think I remember reading one of the Ramona books way back in elementary school.
Yeah, you would. This was what we read when we were like in the first and second and third grade, and I know for a fact I probably chewed through all of them when I was that young. So, you know, she helped me learn to read. So sad. 833-804-1140. Mike in Mannequin Sabbath.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
I'm well, sir.
Great, great. Hey, thanks for taking our call. Hey, we love to listen to you every time we can on Saturday morning. So,
and if you miss the show, you can always download the podcast.
You know, oh, great, awesome. We're actually on the road listening to you on your website too today. So, love to hear you. So, hey, two things. One, you know, I'd love to know the product you use for fiberglass showers. I have in-laws that are upper 80s, early 90s, and you know, showers can be a dangerous thing, and I'd love to be able to put in some grab bars in those showers. Do you recall the product you use?
Yeah, what I would do is I would call Miracle Method and have them put in a safe step, which is where they basically take a notch out of the side of the bathtub so it's easier to get in and out of, and also have them put in the grab bars because they're certified. Now, if you want to try to do it yourself, I'm not recommending it. I don't remember the name of the product to put it onto the fiberglass, but I do know they sell them at VAMAC. So that's where
where? Say that again?
VAMAC. V-A-M-A-C. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks. we'll take a look at that. Hey, and I'm a Samsung appliance guy too. 4.5 years, moved into our new house, put in a new washer and dryer. I've had to repair the dryer twice already, and every once in a while the washing machine just loses power. I have to open up the back, jiggle some wires around in order for it to get power again. And the washing machine is already rusted on the top after 4.5 years.
Yeah, like I said, these were hand-me-downs. I don't think I'm going to put money into them. I mean, I'm just not. And you're right. Mine rusted, too. Badly.
Yeah.
So
terrible. And this is our second set of Samsung washer and dryer. And the first set we left with our last house, that also had to be repaired after a couple of years.
Nope, that's why
they're not well made.
I'm switching to Speed Queen. I'm going to switch it out.
Yeah, my wife got some quotes from one of the local appliance shops in Richmond, and last we heard, they were on order, or they were back ordered because people are going to them.
Outstanding. Well, Mike, good luck. Talk to Miracle Method.
Thanks so much, Richard.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, sir.
More I think about it, more I think my family's dryer has had a lot of issues in the time we've had it. It's a Whirlpool.
Okay.
So seems to be a problem that's very prevalent in a lot of dryers.
Mine, it'll power up, and that's it. You hit the start button, nothing happens. You try to change the settings, nothing happens. It just went, and. Is it worth repairing? That's the real question.
Yeah, that is the real question.
I do guarantee you this, though. If I do buy another one, I'm paying for delivery because there's no way I am schlepping that thing down the stairs back into the basement. Just not going to do it. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. Let me see some of the things people have been asking me about. Nick wrote in, Richard, what to do with home warranty companies? They take days to come out, so you patch or clean up the problem that would cause significant damage to other parts of your home. Then they show up and, quote, can't see the problem and are prohibited from doing anything. Are they worth it? I'm not a huge fan of the home warranty. I'll be honest with you. It always seems like they just want to patch whatever's wrong. They don't want to replace it, and it's not the contractor's fault because they don't get paid a whole heck of a lot. There are some new home warranties out there. I haven't checked into them, but so far, not a fan. Let me see. Linda in Hopewell.
Yes, I want to comment about the Speed Queen wash and dryer.
Oh.
I had to replace my stuff probably about 6 years ago, and I had heard rumors from different people saying that they're replacing their washer and dryer every 3 or 4 years. I said, that ain't going to happen with me. I went to an appliance place, said, I want the most simplest Speed Queen and washer and dryer. Have it. It's guaranteed for 30 years. Love it. I wanted the agitator in the middle. Of course, I'm a little short person, so getting in my clothes out sometimes is kind of hard. But it's guaranteed for 30 years, and I'm 71, and by that time, somebody else will be doing my laundry.
There you go. They've been around forever. If they're good enough for a laundromat, they're good enough for Casa de McCann.
A little expensive, but you come out on the top side of it.
And you went with a top-load washer?
Top-load washer, and the dryer is the open on the side. But yes, top load washer. I did not want a washer that opened on the side. No,
I'm
old school.
Well, yeah, but my water bill goes up. That's why I like the front load washer. It uses only like a third of the water, so I'm definitely going to go back with a front loader for the washing machine.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yes, ma'am. But this is my radio show, so I get to say what I want. Take it.
Be blessed and have a safe day.
Thank you, Linda.
That's like our third caller today who has had nothing but high praises for Speed Queen.
I guess I was right then, you know.
Let's just, you know, fingers and toes crossed that they're not back ordered like the last.
Well, they are. That's one of the things. I did contact somebody contacted me from one of the local appliance shops because they are back ordered. That's the thing. A lot of stuff is back ordered right now. COVID has actually prohibited manufacturing of stuff. So, you know, those factories that had, you know, 200 employees, they can't have 200 employees in there at the time. So, you know, that's, you know, appliances are backordered. Lumber and building materials right now, through the roof. Absolutely through the roof. I was talking to David over at Atlantic House Plants. He said a sheet of plywood that he used to pay $8 for is now $23 because manufacturing is so far behind.
And that's just plywood.
That's just plywood. A 2x4 that used to cost $1.30 is now closer to $7. And that's just, it's just the manufacturing.
I don't even want to know what the prices are at the lumber yard right up the road.
Dude, I have not even thought about it. My wife wants to build raised beds. I'm going to go scavenge. I'm going to go scavenging for lumber. That's all I can do because I'm not going to spend that kind of crazy money.
That or you can cut a tree down. I've got some Mennonites down the highway who will make some boards for you.
That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Did you know that in Belize they imported the Amish to do all their agriculture? There's a huge Amish population in Belize.
That's astounding.
It's pretty amazing. My name is Rich McCann. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio WRVA. 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. You can also reach me, richardmccann@hotmail.com, if you are considering getting a home consultation, wherein I come in, I go through every inch of your house, find everything that's wrong with it, and try to spot things that are going to be wrong or be potential problems in the future. I'm not saying I can read the future, but I do a pretty good job. Every week I go looking for stuff that's just fun or funny because it makes me laugh. Kyle sent me one, and I have one. So let's take a quick trip down south.
It happens in Florida.
Now, Kyle, you sent me something, a boat that actually someone lost and just left behind. What is
Let me pull the story up real quick so I can do this much in the way you tell your Florida stories.
Okay, because I know, it, you know, with that giant freighter stuck in the Suez Canal.
Uh-oh, my phone is talking to me. That's
turn off your mic. Okay, then I'll do my story. Here we go. A Florida woman who's been missing for weeks, that's bothersome, was found naked inside a storm drain Tuesday, baffling local officials who are trying to determine how on earth she ended up there. Firefighters rescued the unidentified woman after a passerby heard her crying for help right by the busy road in Delaney Beach, authorities said. They had to remove the heavy grate and use a ladder and a harness to pull her to the ground, the city's fire department said in a Twitter post. Quote, she was lucky, Delray Beach Fire Rescue spokesman Dan Michelali told the South Florida Sun. I don't know how much longer she would have been okay down there. The idea that somebody might have been down there for any length of time was disturbing. It's dirty, dangerous. There's snakes, rats, garbage, dirt, and leaves. Anything that's on the streets that washes into a sewer, and it smells terrible. Delaney Beach fire rescue officials rescued a woman who was trapped inside a deep storm drain. Authorities said the woman was weak and delirious and had dirt and leaves all over her body. She also had some minor injuries that were not wearing and was not wearing any clothes. I'm blown away by this story. I don't think it's funny, unfortunately. I think mental illness is a real problem. But the fact she was missing for weeks and they found, how'd she even get down there?
Yeah, that's the better question.
I mean, why she was naked, I don't even know that. But I've been down in one of those storm drains. It's not pleasant. It really isn't, but it's also not easy to get down there. A manhole cover, yes. All you PC people out there, I said manhole cover. We're not supposed to say that anymore. Those things are heavy. I mean, very, very heavy. I doubt she did it herself. I don't know.
She found some maintenance work somewhere, and while they were on a break or something, she slipped down in it.
Who knows?
Hard to say.
They have no idea how she got down there. The fact that she was missed. I'm just glad she was found. I'm glad she was found. Glad she was safe. Because that's just craziness. I don't know. Like I said, I don't find it funny. Most of the time I find these funny. I don't find that one funny. Well, it's dangerous to go down in there.
Maybe hopefully I can lighten the mood just a little
bit. Go for it, then. Come on.
All right. Florida Highway Patrol worked to remove a boat that blocked highway traffic on Interstate 10, the Crestview Fire Department said Thursday night. Westbound lanes were blocked after a large boat landed on the highway, according to the Crestview Fire Department.
Wait a minute, landed from what? Did it come off a trailer? Did it fly through the air?
That's what I want to. They have a picture of the boat with the article, and it's a pretty large boat. So it makes me it blocks both lanes of traffic.
So it came off somebody's trailer, and they just said, "Keep going." Just keep going.
Let's see. As the Crestview Fire Department post puts, a considerably large boat is blocking westbound traffic. Confirmed no injuries. They're still handling the removal of the boat during their post. But, I mean,
it's a big boat.
It's like, how do you not notice that thing going missing off the back of your truck?
I don't know. It was just there a minute ago. Well, shoot. My observational skills aren't as sharp as I thought they were.
She would go back and get it? Nah.
I didn't like that boat anyway. Boat was expensive. Thing is, they can track down the owner, though, because they're all registered. So.
Probably. They had to go look for one of those party bars to go out in the next go round.
All right, 833-804-1140. That's how you get through to the show. You can follow me on Facebook, and you can email me, richardmccann@hotmail.com. Richard, can you talk about when the price of lumber is going to come down out of the stratosphere? Not for a while. It honestly isn't going to come down for a while. What's going on right now with lumber, any building materials, is it just comes down to the fact that when COVID hit and we all got locked down, some of the biggest people to get hit with this thing is manufacturing. All the factories that had hundreds of people inside of them just couldn't do it. And I mean, in the lumber case, it goes all the way back to the lumberjacks that are cutting it down in the first place. They're out of work. So there's no supply to the lumber manufacturers, so there's no supply to us. That's why right now a 2x4 is like $6 or $7. And that's 2x4x8. Plywood, which is 4x8, used to be $8 a sheet, $9. Now I'm hearing $23, $28 for a sheet of plywood. I mean, I was talking to Aki's Home Improvement. He said they used to, when they're doing a roof, if you needed a sheet of plywood put up, it was $50. Materials and labor, $50, and the plywood's put down. They can't do that anymore. I mean, that's not enough to cover just the materials in most cases. So when is prices going to come down? No time soon. It's going to be a year at least. And then the question is it going to come down? That's a problem with prices. When they go up, they usually kind of stick there.
Kind of makes me glad we fixed the chicken house before the prices skyrocketed.
No doubts. I'm pretty glad that, I'm going to have the roof put on Mikasa. I don't have plywood roof. I have boards. And so they're going to put, none of them are rotten that I know of. So that's going to be okay. And it's only a 2x6. So that won't be quite as expensive as plywood. They are going to put a new type of felt down. Instead of putting the tar paper, they've got this new type of product that goes down, and it's waterproof and won't rip. So even if I do lose some shingles in a bad storm, the roof still won't leak. So I'm looking forward to that. But
isn't technology amazing?
It is. I wanted to put a metal roof. I wanted to put a metal roof on my house.
Oh, there's just something... There's just something so calming of rain hitting a metal roof.
There is. But one and only reason I'm not doing it, it's more expensive to put a metal roof on my house than it is to put shingles. Now, true story, there used to be a reporter here in Richmond named Charles Fishburne. Charles is retired. He had a deck on the back of his house. They installed a metal roof over top of it, and then he put a yard sprinkler on his roof so that he and his wife could go outside and enjoy the sound of rain hitting the metal roof because it was...
That's genius.
It was really cool. Last time I saw him, he and his wife were going around to the hospitals and singing to patients, which I think is pretty awesome. You got to be a special kind of person to do that. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 833-804-1140. I just got a message, and I want to share it with you. This is from Scott. Scott wrote in. I'm not going to put his last name out there. There's no reason. He said, good morning, Richard. I can relate significantly to what you were speaking about earlier. You mentioned anxiety becoming somewhat of a challenge for you. It is for me. And while I'm not necessarily sure, wait, yes, I am. COVID has exacerbated my anxiety in ways that I did not until now realize. I applaud your decision to talk to someone. I believe you encouraged me to do the same. As of April 1, I have Medicaid, and I'm planning to get some long overdue checkups for both my physical and mental wellness. My late father, brother, and I also suffer from OCD. We used to drive my mother crazy, pun intended. That's one of the reasons I talk about this stuff. I mean, nobody's like, oh, nobody wants to hear about your problems. And I get that. But at the same time, I've got this microphone. And if me telling you about some of this stuff might touch a nerve and help you think maybe I need to do something about it too. So
I've definitely felt the hit of the shutdown and stuff over the past year, but surprisingly, I haven't had a panic attack in a while.
I have. I had one. On a Saturday. I called you and said you got to run a best of show. I don't know what set it off, but I just couldn't. I didn't even.
That's the thing I have too. It's like I get a panic attack, and I'm like, I don't know what caused it.
Yeah,
like I wasn't worried about that. There was nothing I was anxious about or anything. It's like a light switch. It just happens.
And you want to crawl underneath the bed and hide. And it happens. Most of the time, people don't realize it's happening. Sometimes it happens to people, and they think they're having a heart attack.
That's the one I have.
Oh, that's not good.
I can like feel my heart beating in my chest.
My thing, and my wife's brought it up. I will just feel myself for no reason whatsoever get very emotional. Okay. She'll just come in and she'll be like, are you okay? And I'll just be sitting weeping for no reason whatsoever. So yeah, I'll go talk to somebody. Never wanted to before. I've always avoided it. And part of me, maybe it's because of the way I was raised. You think stuff like that is some form of weakness.
Yeah, that's how a lot of us were taught, that you're a man, you don't have feelings.
Yeah, you're supposed to put it up, ball it up, put it way down deep inside, and don't show anybody anything. And I'm too old for that. I'm too old for that. I'm no better than that. And if I don't take care of these things, I can't take care of my wife. I can't take care of my family. I can't do my job. Now,
and you run that risk of just all of a sudden one day it just all snaps.
It's funny. I've had many doctors say, have you ever had any suicidal tendencies? And I'm like, no. I've been very fortunate. I like me. And I have a, but you got to have a good, circular, you got to have Scott wrote back, that happened to me one time in my life. I thought I was having a heart attack. I started sweating and just started beating, and I couldn't have never experienced a panic attack. I don't know they existed until that happened. Got to be good to yourself. Maybe we should get somebody in here. You know, I know somebody. I know I've got a buddy of mine who's a psychologist. I'm going to call him. And he's had both his COVID shots, so he's clear. I'm going to bring get him back in here, and we can talk about this in a week or so. Okay?
Sounds like an interesting idea.
I think it's a good one. I think it is a good one. 833, watch your kids, too. Real quick, I know this is not my – I know I'm not a psychologist. Actually, Jeff Katz is more trained in psychology than I am. I think he has a degree in it. The kids – really is affecting the kids. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had one gentleman call in. He said his daughter, who's, I think she was less than 10, is washing her hands like 20 and 30 times a day.
Was he the one with the, we were talking about the sensor, the one that goes off if it notices an unnatural amount of water being pumped through your system.
Yeah, but I mean, she, because of COVID, she's now got it in her head that everything's dirty, everything's gonna make her sick, everything, it's gonna make her die. There's certain things about this COVID thing that has really bothered me. And I can point to one.
It's turned a lot of us into hypochondriacs.
Well, you know, you gotta be realistic about things. And I'm a big fan of a TV show called The Conners. It used to be called Roseanne.
Yeah.
Okay. She went crazy and they wrote her out of the show. But I like the show. This last week, one of the members of the show, you know, one of the characters caught COVID. And the way they wrote it out and the way they portrayed it, it was like she's going to die tomorrow. Like it was some kind of instant death sentence. And it's not. Although, I mean, I've got friends who have lost people to COVID. Don't get me wrong. But
it feels like the more natural reaction a lot of people who would watch the Conners would have to that news. Oh, you've got COVID. Well, it was nice knowing you.
Yeah. Well, again,
like I understand where they're coming from with that. And I kind of actually want to watch the episode now to see how it plays out, because it is an interesting thing to see television deal with nowadays is tackling COVID and stuff. Because I want to say some point last year, there was a show on CBS that did like not long after the pandemic started, and they did a like virtual episode. The entire episode was done by characters who were sitting in front of a computer screen chatting with each other through Zoom.
Okay.
So it's just interesting to see how television is evolving with this as well.
It is. And I mean, but things are getting better. I honestly feel like things are getting better. I'm going to sign up for my shot. Today I'm going to do it. I'll make sure I get my shot. But I'm not going to get to go see this guy that I'm going to be talking to until the end of May. And I can hold off. I can wait. And, you know, I know a lot of people are saying, oh, they're going to put you on all these drugs and such. I asked him about that. I said, well, can you write a prescription for something just to, you know, bring me down? I mean, I burn hot. And he said, it might not be necessary. I mean, like most people, I don't want to put anything more in my body than I can.
Right.
Or I need to, I should say. And one of the things he's saying is a lot of the stuff that will help. And again, we're back to, you're not a man. That's not a manly thing to do. Meditation. Mindfulness.
That's what I was about to say. It's like, is he suggesting we meditate?
He is. He is going to say, he's going to suggest that. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean,
no, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't know if I have.
It's hard to quiet one's mind.
Yes.
Okay.
And because my mind also runs about 7,000 miles an hour, and I'm like, I don't know how I could even sit still to attempt to meditate.
I think I can figure it out. Again, you know, I don't want to be on meds if I can help it.
Yeah. Nobody wants to.
But at the same time, if that's what it takes, so that I can live, you know, a better life and be a better person, then yeah, I'll do it. You know, nobody wants to, but We'll see. But no, I know just the person to call. I'll see if I can get him in here. I doubt I'll get him here at 6 o'clock in the morning, but I will do my best.
Maybe we could do the second hour of the show.
Do the second hour, or we could get together and pre-record.
Ah, I like that idea.
Not too bad. 833-804-1140. Meditation has helped me significantly, Richard. Good, Scott. This is the guy who made a walking stick for me. He made me this really cool walking stick. It's awesome.
It's you would be the person who would have a walking stick.
I have several. Thank you very much.
And he's going to use all of them to beat me over the head with the next time I come to Casa de McCann.
No. But that is one of the reasons I carry a walking stick. I'll admit to that. 833-804-1140. Okay, let's get back on topic. Okay, what do we got here? Richard, on-demand water heaters, cleaning, and maintenance. People don't realize you need to do it. Yeah, you do. Not a lot of people realize this. I didn't when I first started installing tankless water heaters. But no, you do once a year need to have what's called a descaling done. And what that means is they come in, or you can do it yourself. It's not that difficult. And you flush out the water heater using either vinegar or CLR. I prefer using the CLR for the simple reason is it doesn't eat up my pump. I had a beautiful pump kit to flush out tankless water heaters, and all it really did was the vinegar, because I was like, hey, vinegar's cheap, I'll go buy the vinegar. Vinegar did a great job on descaling the inside of the tankless water heater, but it burned my pump up almost instantly. I mean, I got it like two uses out of it, and then it was dead. But yeah, talk to your plumber about it, because you do have to have tankless water heaters flushed about once a year, or go, you know, figure it out. You can build your own unit. It's not hard. So that's what you do. Descale your tankless water heater. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Let's get back to work. 833-804-1140. James in Midlothian. James. In Midlo. Ground control to James. And, okay. Dan in Richmond.
Hey, good morning, Richard. I have two electrical questions. The first one is, as a homeowner, do-it-yourselfer, how much do I need to spend on a multimeter?
That can vary. I mean, I've seen some as cheap as $15, and the one in my bag, I think, is $300. So it really comes down to, I mean, what do you need the multimeter for?
Well, again, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I rewire, you know, ceiling fans and switch out receptacles and switches. And, you know, I hate to buy things as a consumer that I'm going to outgrow, but, you know, I don't think I'll ever be an electrician. I don't think I'll ever feel comfortable and good about buying a $300 multi.
You know what? What I like, they have some over, I want to say it's Big Orange has a pretty nice one. It's their own brand. I don't remember what they call it. I know it's green. But go into the electrical section, and they have some pretty decent electrical tools at a reasonable price. I use them all the time.
Gotcha. The most important reason I called was, I just purchased a home that was built in 1960, and I've got a long list of things to do myself and to hire out. But particularly this morning, I want to ask you about updating receptacles and switches. I'm a little stumped with the receptacles. They're in metal boxes.
Mm-hmm.
The outlets that I'm replacing are three-prong, but nothing is wired to the ground screw, and there's a copper wire coming in and screwed onto the box. So Is that cool? Do, when I replace that receptacle, do I just keep it like that and do nothing with the green ground screw?
I'd probably wrap it around the ground screw if I could.
Probably take that bare copper wire that's screwed to the box.
Right, and what they were doing, is they were grounding through the box. What you can do is just unscrew it, put it around the ground screw, and do it that way. I'm just glad you got three prongs in a house that was built in the '60s.
Yeah, it's funky, man. There's like some of the wall plates are ivory with the switches themselves dark brown, and you know, this plastered tile and the it's like green, and it's funky because it's like almost pristine, and you wonder if anybody really lived there or it just got frozen in time for 60 years. But
well, I couldn't answer that.
Yeah,
one
it's
go
okay get... Well, hey, I appreciate your time and have a wonderful day.
All right, sir, you have a wonderful day. 833-804-1140. Tom in Richmond.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm good, sir.
Good. I'm headed to Big Orange this morning to replace a humidifier, a dehumidifier in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, you know, I'm looking at a 50-pint one that has continuous run and a drain. Anything special I should look, or should I just get one off the shelf?
See, the thing is, dehumidifiers, one, they're expensive, and two, they don't last very long. That's what really bothers me. Have you considered...
Right, the one I'm replacing is about 5 years old.
Yeah. Have you considered talking to your HVAC contractor about putting the dehumidifier in your system itself?
No, this is just going in the basement. It's just for one room.
Well, you're going
to
get...
I've got a sump pump in that room, and, you know, I just need to keep it a little drier.
It basically comes down to you get what you pay for.
Gotcha.
All right. But and see if you can find
all of them about the same.
Pretty much. I mean, what I would look into is which one has the best warranty on it, and if you can put an extended warranty on it.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you.
You are welcome, sir. 833-804-1140. 833. That's how you get through the show. Dehumidifiers. They don't last. I don't know why, but what he said, you know, 5 years sounds about right. And you're
wonder
still
if it has something to do with the sheer amount of water those devices handle.
I just don't know. And the thing is, you're going to spend like $500 on the darn thing. I mean, they mm-hmm. do run nonstop. You know, I thought about putting one in my basement, but my house is pretty dry right now. It'll be better when I get the new roof because I'm going to put in new gutters. And I need new gutters, desperately need new gutters. The house actually still had the original galvanized gutters on it. Can you imagine? They were probably original. So, yeah, new gutters. I'm going to put leaf guards on it of some type. I haven't decided which brand. There's so many different ones out there. But I want to keep the basement as dry as possible because, as I keep saying over and over again, what's below us filters up. And I just want to breathe better in the home. 833-804-1140. George on 288.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
I've got a water heater with a Honeywell, sensor unit, you know, where you light the pilot and all that, and it's flashing five flashes in a row, which indicates a temperature sensor failure. And I was wondering if you had some tips on how to troubleshoot that. Is that, I don't think it's a thermocoupler that's failed, but could it be the sensor on the burner or maybe the sensor on the electric unit itself?
Oh, gosh. I hate those units, to be honest with you. I believe there is a sensor near the pilot. But I don't think that thing has a thermocouple, depending on the brand. I worked on one about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago, and someone had quoted her like $500 or $600 for a thermocouple, and it didn't even have one. So I would go to the manufacturer's website. That's what I would do on that one.
Okay.
I know that's kind of a generic answer, but that's the best I can do.
Right. Okay.
Do call the manufacturer because they might send you the part for free.
Ah, okay.
So that would be good.
Okay, that's right.
All right, okay. Brother. Thank you.
Thanks.
833-804-1140. That's it. Reminding everybody, go to WRVA.com. All the podcasts are up there going back for years. So you can... did I ever tell you about the trucker who listened to nothing but my podcast from here to Seattle and back? 44 hours.
So we know at least there's 44 hours worth of content on our website.
I just wondered if the guy needed a hug after all of that. I wouldn't put up with me for that long. When I record spots with CBS, I walk out of the room once it's done so I don't have to hear my own voice. I know, that sounds stupid. Go to WRVA.com. You can download podcasts of the show and the radio.com app. You can also listen to us on WRVA.com wherever you want to go. I want everybody to get outside. It's going to be just a beautiful, beautiful day. They are calling for some pretty severe storms for tomorrow, so be safe out there. Double check your roof, clean out your gutters, and if you have any roofing problems, call Aikies. Is there anything else? Nope. Let's go. That is another home show in the can, burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. I want to thank Kyle Scott for coming in early and pressing all the right buttons. Everybody that called in, thank you so much. If you want a home consultation by yours truly, just drop me an email, richardmccann@hotmail.com. I'm here every Saturday from 6 to 8, taking your calls and trying to make the world a better place. Be safe out there. And remember, it's not work if it's your home. I got to go to work. See you next week.
Hiya! I say, one now! A hiya!